The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike. To give you more smoking enjoyment, Lucky's pay more.
Yes, to give you a finer cigarette, the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy fine tobacco and pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get it. No doubt about it.
LSMFT. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, ripe tobacco that the tobacco experts can see the makers of Lucky Strike buy at market after market.
Listen to what Mr. Al Rogers, an independent tobacco auctioneer from Robertsonville, North Carolina, recently said.
An auctioneer is in a position to watch actual sales and ought to know good tobacco. And year after year, I've seen American buy fine, prime, ripe tobacco that's just right for mild, good smoking. I smoked Lucky's for 10 years.
And that's not all. For a recent survey reveals that more independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
So smoke the smoke tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike. You'll discover there's more real deep-down smoking enjoyment in every Lucky you light. Because Lucky's pay more for fine tobacco. Millions of dollars more than official parity prices.
Make your next carton Lucky Strike. See how much finer, milder, and more enjoyable Lucky's really are. You'll agree, in all the world, there's no finer cigarette.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in bringing you the star of our show, it gives me great pleasure to bring you...
Just a minute, Don. Don, hold it a minute.
What?
Don, today, instead of you introducing me, I'm going to introduce you.
Me?
Yes, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, today not only marks the anniversary of Don Wilson's 25th year in radio, but it also commemorates his 16th year with me. So, Don, take a bow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And, Jack, I want you to know that you're the nicest man.
No, wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute. This day is yours. Today, we will all pay homage to you. When I say we, I mean the entire cast. Your slightest wish will be our command. Whatever you... Don, you're crying.
I can't help it, Jack.
The way those tears are running between your chins, it looks like you're irrigating something. Now, Don, please stop sniffling.
But I'm all right now. I just couldn't help getting emotional when I realized that you've been with me for 16 years.
No, Don. Don, you've been with me.
To think that I came on this show when it was down, and because of my personality...
When it was down.
And because of my personality and showmanship, I raised it to the pinnacle of success.
Don.
It wasn't easy. The hurdles were many. There were battles to be fought. But I faced them and brought us through to ultimate victory.
I don't know. To hear him talk, you think I was the Navy and he was the Air Force. Don, as far as my program is concerned, you have a lot of nerve making statements like that.
All right, wait a minute, Jackson. I heard what Donzie said, and I think he's right.
Do I hear a voice from the peroxide counter at Rexall?
You heard me, Duncan.
Duncan?
You want to go back to Clyde?
No. Duncan is all right. Duncan is all right. No, Duncan is all right. I don't mind.
You're going to settle for Dunk, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
Well, listen, Duncan, Don came with this program when it was down, and he brought it all
now,
the way up.
Now, just a minute, Phil.
To...
Wait a minute. Hold it a minute. The only time this program was down was when we broadcast from under a table for your convenience. Those were the most uncomfortable 13 weeks I've ever spent.
And you can stop with that too, Jackson, because it may interest you to know that I,
Bill Harris, after due deliberation, have decided to go on the water wagon.
Phil? Phil, you mean you've really given up drinking?
Yes, sir. Just one martini a day.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Phil, if you're on the wagon, you're not supposed to take even one drink a day.
Jackson, my stomach is like a steel mill. You can shut it down, but don't let the fire go out.
Well, you can stop drinking now, and your stomach will smolder for the next 20 years. Believe me.
Okay, Jackson, now you've had your little fun. But since today is Don Silver anniversary in radio, the boys in my band have got something for him. Here it is, Donzel.
Well, gee, thanks, Phil.
What is it, Don? What is it?
Well, wait till I unwrap it.
Oh.
Oh, Jack, look at this. A diamond-studded cigarette lighter.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it, Donald. My boys went through a lot of trouble to get it.
Well, Phil, that's a beautiful lighter your boys got for Don, but you'd think it could be wrapped a little better. Who did it?
The owner of the store.
The owner of the store, huh? I could have wrapped it better than that.
Not with your hands up over your head.
Phil, you mean your boys held up a jewelry store?
Well, it was an accident. When they walked into the store, Remley had his guitar under his coat. Guy thought it was a machine gun, threw up his hands, and says, take anything you want.
Well, that's still dishonest. Frankie should have opened his coat and showed the jeweler that it wasn't a gun.
Oh, Frankie did better than that. He took out his guitar, started to play, and the guy said, look, you got what you want. Stop torturing.
Well, that I can understand. Anyway, oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. I'm sorry I was late, but I was baking this cake. It's for Don Wilson's anniversary.
Oh.
Well, that's sweet of you, Mary. I appreciate it.
Say, there's some writing on the cake, too. Read it, Mary.
Okay. To Don Wilson, this cake is topped with chocolate cream. The middle is filled with jelly, but if you eat it all at once, you'll get a pain in your stomach.
Mary, stomach doesn't rhyme with jelly.
Go argue with a censor.
Oh, yes.
And Don, I do want to congratulate you on this occasion. You must be very proud.
Oh, I am, Mary. It gives me great satisfaction to think that 16 years ago, I took this program when it was down. And by my personality...
It wasn't down! My program was always popular, and I can prove it. Mary, what was my Hooper rating when I first went in radio?
XVI.
XVI?
They were using Roman numerals then.